It's a great shift.
Yeah.
People love to change bars.
No, it's nice to dig in for a while.
You
dig in.
You go, we sit at this table, we talk. Then it got a little, guys at the next table were like, you guys want some blow? And it was like, shift's over.
Yeah, we're out clocking out.
Because that's how, that's where you get those overtime hours. Yeah.
That's the night crew coming in. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're day crew.
You got it.
Yeah, that was my favorite thing. When I used to get work for an electrician, we would get paid in a bar in cash every Friday. That was a big thing. You'd be like, we're digging in. We're going to dig in the whole.
Damn.
Basically, like most of the company would just sit at
even
that
even talking
bar.
About a shift is fire. I love it, dude. Yeah, I'm going to Westchester this weekend. I'll be putting in a shift. Saturday, college football, Notre Dame at 3:30. That's shift time.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah,
3:30.
The whistle's going.
Oh, yeah. I got my lunch pail. of wings.
Lemmy was probably dressed at that moment.
Yeah, that's tough. That's what I've heard. I've actually never done coke before.
Really? Shit.
Never done it. I'm happy about that, but I've heard that happen to a lot
Shane's
of dudes.
Like, I was doing cocaine last night.
No, I don't touch that stuff.
But once you do coke, drinking just feels like, oh, what? Like, why would I ever drink again if I couldn't just supercharge myself every 15 minutes with cocaine? Yeah,
until it's bedtime.
Yeah, and that's when you have to take
Xanax.
Thank you. Yeah, that's pretty much how that goes. Yeah.
That's how you die.
Right now.
I'm not joking. I get offered coke at 90% of the bars I go to. Every time. Every time someone goes, yo, come on, man.
It's a blow. Like, come on, fellas, man. It's such a funny way to do it.
I'm not even doing shots. I'm enjoying a couple brewskis. Come on, now. No cocaine.
Take it easy, boys.
But, I mean, you know, once in a blue moon, I'll go, yeah. Yeah, let's see what happens. And then severe depression kicks in.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, that's
it's really all it does.
Yeah, it just gets you.
Makes you pretty sad. You're fun. You're having a good time for a minute, and then just sad.
Yeah, sounds not fun. It's not. Glad Sean's got off of it. He had a bad problem with it.
Sean had a real issue with it. Because every fucking other week, he was like, yeah, I did some coke.
Glad he's cleaning up his act. I was really
it's time to clean it up. What would your mommy and daddy say? They'd be devastated to know their little Sean was down here snorting up lines like he's Scarface. Thinking he's a tough guy around town.
Someone's going to show them this?
No one's going to show them this.
They're like, yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
I did meth one time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I was just with this girl, and she was like looking for drugs at a party, and then she like came up to me with like some rocks in her hand, and she was just like, just eat this.
What?
And we'll be fine. It'll be great. And then I like, after doing it, I kind of realized like, oh, she's doing this all the time. Like, she's always on this.
Yeah.
And we stayed up for like 2 days, more or less, fucking and doing meth. And then
just eating it?
We were snorting it by the end of it. I think eating it was kind of like an immature route towards getting fucked up. But then like I had like the two worst days ever of my life.
I had a blow up mattress that was like my bed, like in the corner. Like I had like a comforter and shit on this thing after I cleaned it all out.
Easy sitting over there going.
And I had a yoga ball for my computer where I would fucking sit there, do blow, jerk off, all that kind of stuff. You know, the norm.
Yeah.
And I had this hooker over there one night and fucking I was smoking, we're watching porn, obviously, and all that kind of stuff.
Obviously, that's what you do when you get a hooker.
And I was smoking a cigarette, and I was naked, and I was probably covered in like olive oil or Vaseline or something. Completely naked.
Yeah. You were ready for sex.
And
I had to go in the oven at 350 for an hour. Poke some holes in them and let them sweat, baby.
Now, you just want to heat him up. He's fully cooked. Oh, and I just put my cigarette down and it popped the fucking yoga ball. And I just fucking. And I remember she started laughing at me. And she had like a deviated septum. So she was like just snorting and laughing at me. And man, I'm sorry about that.
It's the funny. I mean, sitting there bouncing, smoking a cigarette, just. Oiled up, naked.
You're at the top. You're as cool as you can be at that moment. You got a fucking hooker. You're having a blast, and then boom on the
did
fucking
the
ground.
Little pin that holds the air and fly out, or did you blow it out?
He claims it was the cigarette. There's obviously it was not the cigarette.
There's a weight issue.
Yeah,
I'm just like loose, like when you wake up the next day after doing a ton of Xans. But then like later in the day, because the half-life of the Xans is just so long, and then later in the day that wears off as well, and then you feel like shit. But like I have a lot of great memories of like going out riding bikes like at the skate park and shit from like the night before's Xan hangover and just feeling great.
It's pretty tight.
Yeah, but I had to leave. I've been like, I haven't done real drugs like that in like 5 years.
Nice.
Yeah, I had like the most epic orgy of all time with my wife and Riley Reed and Gina Valentina and this girl, Abby. And holy shit. Like, there's a video on Pornhub. Like, you can see the last time I ever did coke.
Oh, really?
Well, like my dick and like the girls sucking it on. Yeah. And that was, that, I mean, was the end.
To stop if it's going that well.
How much did I stop?
No, I'm saying it's hard to walk away. Things are going well.
It was just like the 2 day hangover after that I was just like, okay, I'm 34 or whatever.
Yeah, this is, it's got to stop at some point.
I got to stop. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough part about it. I feel like, because I knew someone who got kicked out of their friend's wedding for doing coke in the bathroom.
The fuck?
In like their mid 30s, and I was like, God, it's tough.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Who was in charge of the bathroom? Like,
I think it was like the groom was in there. Heard someone vacuuming up some lines and looked over and was like, you motherfucker, get out of here.
I would not have cared at all. I'm almost 100% sure people were doing coke at my wedding.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta let them do just...
Yeah, I don't know. I it's a secondhand report. I wasn't there. I just heard the guy get kicked out for doing coke at a wedding.
I mean, I'm sure he was being a problem.
Yeah, true.
It wasn't just like a nice guy doing coke. It
wasn't like, hey.
Yeah.
If you offer my mom a line.
Don't do any crack while you're in Denver. I'm going to do all the crack in Denver, bitch.
You think you know everything, don't you?
How did you score crack in a city you had never been to?
I was down by where the wherever the Nuggets Arena is. There's a brewery there. And I went looking for regular ass coke.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like, I don't have soft, but I have hard. And it was a gamble. Yeah. And I was like, all right, fine. And I bought maybe like $100 worth. And I took it back to the hotel and I smashed it up as much as I could. And I snorted it. It was not a pleasant experience, but it did do the trick.
Different feeling than cocaine, or relatively the same?
Oh, so you snorted crack.
You snorted crack?
I snorted it the first time. I ended up smoking crack, I think, twice. And that was too intense.
Yeah, yeah. Fool me once, shame on me. I'm not snorting stuff. Jesus, dude.
A bloody nose for a whole month.
It was too much.
Too much, yeah. It's you know, thankfully it didn't take, but I did love regular ass coke.
Yeah. I've heard some people say they smoke crack. That's it. It's on from then on out. It's like, well, this is all I'm doing. So I'm glad you're able to get it and go, man.
It was too much. Like, I was never a person, even though I only did it a couple times, like, I would just stand where I was and just smoke crack until the crack was gone.
And then be like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. And then it was like, all right, until the next time rolled around, it was like, you want to do it again?
Yeah.
But I think I bought it, I think, 3 times and I smoked it twice. But
what'd you do with the third time? Just like chuck it? Boof it?
No, we were at my buddy's house. Like, I got burned on buying regular coke. And then the friend of a friend was like, well, I know a guy who can get hard. And I was like, all right, cool.
Again,
I
was like,
therefore, for the grace of God, I'm narrowly avoiding getting butt fucked. But we ended up, he got a bunch of it. And we stood in his bedroom all night in a 3-man circle just smoking crack.
It's the funniest drug. It's
y'all
very...
trying to get hard right now?
Yeah, I can get hard too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, what are you doing?
It is. The parties on like hard drugs are so funny because I'm sure it's so fun, but it's just always just like three dudes in a room just like.
Dude.
It was nothing, man, because eventually like his girlfriend kept trying to get him to come out of the room. She was hanging out downstairs and they were whispering the entire time, which really creeped me out. And he just would not leave. He was whisper arguing with this poor lady who apparently wanted us out of the fucking house.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Like, no, I'm smoking crack with my bros in my bedroom.
And then I'm going to jack off in my parents' basement.
Jane, what are you doing down there?
Hey, Mom, I'm watching YouTube videos.
Okay, let's get to bed.
Mom, it's fucking 11 o'clock. I'm not even tired. You think I go to sleep at 11? Yeah, right. Mom, I'm old as fuck. Yeah, that'll be dark.
What do you think, like, because you don't have a curfew, obviously. You can come and go as you please at your parents' house. Where do you think where do you think that ends in terms of, like, your freedom in that house? Where do you think they would stop you and go, all right, Shane, that's...
If I was, if it was, like, 3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was still in the kitchen, like, drinking by myself, they would be really sad. They would be like, we need to talk.
What if you pulled a sober all-nighter?
I think they would support it.
If you just did a sober all-nighter and stayed up all night playing video games?
They would believe. They would think they were narcotics. I could do that.
What?
That might be a fun little Christmas.
Just get,
a fucking 8-ball and...
Dude,
no alcohol, just Coke for just an entire just a Coke binge for Christmas at my parents' house.
You should get like a $10,000 suit and just do cocaine the entire time you're at your parents' house.
I should go and just full McGregor, just full McGregor in front of the Christmas tree. Just he gonna stand your base,
just draped in finery too.
Yeah,
just pocket watch. That'd be so fucking funny. You just, especially if you only did a gentlemanly, just like a gentlemanly amount.
Yeah, and you could do like Coke, like when they did in like the 1800s.
That's what I'm saying.
Like just fully right in front of everyone, just like
self cough.
That's the move. That's the move. And just hit all the rounds. We're go back. See all your friends' kids and show up and be like, what's up, little guy?
Blast it on Coke. Go in everyone's house.
Business ideas out the wazoo.
Massive gifts. Yeah, I got you a car. I figured you guys could use a Honda Odyssey. I don't know how to fucking dig the seats out, but it's all yours.
Let me guys show you how this thing works.
Shit, I forgot.
Oh, that's actually good.
Yeah, that would be nice. No alcohol, just Coke.
Mm-hmm.
All-nighter for 3 straight days.
Just $40,000 of chains. It'd be so tight.
Oh, shit. I forgot to get you guys stuff here. Yeah. Take that.
Just go to people's houses and talk about like the terms of their mortgage. But did you guys refi on this? What was the interest rate when you bought this?
You get your hands on like a Lifestyles or something, man. Yeah.
Gotta use it.
It's good stuff.
No mess either. Shit. Yeah, that's almost instinctual. If you see a condom, you're going to, like the first condom you see, you use it to beat off kind of.
Yeah.
At least I did. I was just like,
I did it a good amount, more than I probably.
I entered an adult phase. Like I entered like an embarrassing adult phase.
Adult
of that.
Phase doing
I was just joking.
Really? Don't feel bad for a second, bro.
Wait, what?
What age?
Don't worry about it, Kev.
I would say
I might get back in the
game.
I would say McCuskey was a little freakazoid.
I was a freakazoid.
Yeah. I was a freakazoid. Yeah, late 20s, early
30s. That's why he's like, I'm off porn.
Shadow box. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, I'm off live action.
I remember they were like, yeah, I remember there for like, just like if there was like a period thing or like,
sure.
Before like there was like pill issues. Like if you're on the pill off, like, well, I have condoms just in case. I remember at one point they were just gone. Like, what the fuck? And I was like, I beat off of them. Jesus. I genuinely did. Like, oh my God, you must be doing this. I was like, no, I for real like beat off in the bathroom with them.
Yeah.
Like on a Tuesday afternoon.
Took forever, I remember.
My parents found a condom in my bedroom, and it was after I had just all my guy friends sleep over.
Oh.
And they were like, what the fuck?
It's all these jock straps.
You can't be like, Mom, I was jacking off. It's either that or I was butt fucking one of my friends.
We were having sex. We were jacking off.
I was having
off.
Protected gay sex with one of my buddies.
We were just mutually masturbating.
Yeah. Condom in the room is.
That's devastating.
Yeah.
Although, you know, if it's like young kids, it's like people have.
Yeah, I think I was like a senior in high school.
That's borderline. Yeah.
Still, it's like someone had that thing on him. It's not like I wouldn't jump to like my son was fucking a 5-man butt fucking fest.
No, but I mean there was no women.
Sure.
True, clearly. But like, kids have them on them. Like we were in high school. I remember you keep like a Lifestyles in your wallet.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Bro, it's gonna be sick.
No, it was used.
It was. Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, it's not like they found the wrapper. It was a condom. Jizz condom I threw on the
next
to my bed and then lost it. Yeah.
Wait, so whose was it?
It was me. I was jacking off.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, they didn't find a condom with like my gay son.
It's
just a used condom after an all dude sleepover. They're like, what the fuck happened?
Oh man.
I was like, yeah, my friend Jared used it. Just immediately blamed the
That's
friend.
That's fucking wildly upsetting.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I was like, maybe it's kind of sus, but I don't
know. No, it's real sus.
Cum to cum.
Yeah, it was cum.
Damn. You should have like completely like, yeah, Jared did it, and then someone else licked the wrapper.
Licked the wrapper.
I tried to tell them to stop. They were all just having sex with each other.
All my friends had sex.
I told them my mom's going to find this and get me very mad.
It's a piece of gum on the tip of it.
Did your mom confront you or your dad?
Oh, my dad.
oh, what did he say? He's like, what
the hell's going on up there? He's like, I think you left something on the floor in your bedroom. Get up there. And I was like, oh my God, it's a condom.
So what? You put it on, jerked off, and then just slung it to the side in your parents' house?
It was bedtime.
I had to get my 8 hours.
You gotta get up and get rid of the evidence.
No, of course. Obviously, I'm talking about it now. 20 years later, I'm still thinking about that mistake.
Like, what more did you have important that like fell to the third thing on the list?
That's the whole beauty.
Were your boys in the room?
Whacking off with a condom.
It was almost 9:30.
That was also, that's a CP. That's an early CP.
It's a CP.
That'll put you right out. It's an early cream pie, basically.
You take it off for sure.
Coming to a condom is kind of intense as a young man.
I remember thinking about it, be like, what's it going to do when it happened? Like, what's it going to, I was just like, I was baffled by it.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
See a little, I remember seeing a little tip and being like, psh. Fill that thing,
fill that
right
thing up, no problem.
Reservoir tip.
There you go. Well, I didn't really.
Yeah. When I first saw the bottle.
So I was like, and I went in there and smoked pot with him, talked to him for a while, and then I was like, but my thing is so like me and Lewis, where we have different opinion on this a lot of times. Like Lewis has the why he says he could fuck a hooker is rooted in he thinks he's like, this must be a nice change for you, huh? Like getting to fuck me instead of like what you think. I assume I'm the other end of that spectrum. So I'm like, oh God, this girl's like going to have to wash me off later. Just being like, what am I? I got to get my kids back from social services and get my shit together. So like,
yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah. I would feel the same way.
That's how I feel like, yeah. I feel like I'm there. They're like, well, this is my job I have to do. And
yeah,
clearly he told them they should like do something and fuck around with me because, you know, I'm hooking them up with tickets or whatever to this. This little
to the comedy
motel comedy club. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but in my mind, I'm going like, you know what? Because they're both cute. And I'm like, they're going to come to the show. After the show, they're probably going to really want to fuck.
Yes.
Maybe it would be the best thing. Yes. Or at least I can convince myself.
Yeah, I agree.
Now they're like, oh, well, I saw you do your thing. Yeah. So yeah, now we kind of want to do this.
Yeah. Let me see you do your thing now.
After
yeah.
the show, I'm talking to them. I think even a little before the show, they're both giving you, of course, their, like you said, no one gets out of it unscathed. Like, they're both giving their, like, it's like, my boyfriend hates that I do this, man. Like, if he beats the shit out of me one more time, my dad's going to kill him. Like, just going to talk like that. And you're like, okay. Oh, and then we're sitting outside bullshitting with the two of them and the two guys, my buddy Lauren and his buddy. And like,
he's like, I told you these chicks wanted to party, dude.
Killing time. Yeah, I mean, really killing time. Yeah. And then the guy eventually goes like, hey, man, we're going to get out of here pretty soon. So, you know, if you want to take the girls and hang out for a little bit, like, you know, now's the time. And I remember just touching him on his arm and I went, give him the night off, man. Just give him the night off, man.
How'd they react to that? Were they like, oh, sweet?
No, they were almost puzzled. Like everyone, he was even like, no, man, he's like, the girls came to like party and stuff. I was like, I know, but like even that sentence, it's not like they came in and they were like, they know me and my stuff. Like they came to party because you were like, hey, you girls want to do coke tonight probably for free and drink. Go fuck this guy.
Yeah. But so what'd you do? How'd you get him out?
I said, I asked the audience to give him a round of applause. I thought that would soften the blow. And I said, we got to come
you
on.
Personally man. Kicked him out.
Yeah. No one else was, someone else was running the bar and then it was me. I had to.
And he left.
What was he saying to you?
He kept calling me a bitch and saying,
"This is the problem." He's
kept calling
me a bitch.
Yeah, he kept calling me a bitch, and he was just mad. I couldn't even really guess why.
The woman
so
he
mad.
Was with was very upset.
Oh,
I think I kind of went too hard at that.
Well, dude, there's a lot of young guys.
I wasn't mean, but I was like
a lot of guys on coke at the shows. I've noticed. I was saying hi to people after the show.
Oh, yeah.
You get a lot.
They go, you want to do some blow? You go, no, thanks.
Yeah. It's just, I don't even get asked, but you look at these dudes and you're like, damn, bro, you're gacked out. You catch the fucking, like, the white ring around the nostrils. It's like,
no, I was with you in Pittsburgh where a guy wanted to do.
I was like, what? I was like, I got to pee in this jet. And I started, I like, as soon as I let go, I went, oh, shit. I got
to pee in this jet. Damn, that's a tough dream.
Oh, dude, I never had a dream like that. It's usually like, you know, I'm getting fucked up or I'm in like a, I have a dream a lot where I'm like, in a dystopian, like, fallen state, but, like, never had all the people in my life be like, fuck you, dude. And I was like, it was me, you, my cousin Pat, we're doing a podcast. You're like, Matt, get out of here. I'm doing it with your cousin now. I guess I'll do jujitsu. My jujitsu coach is like, you're always trying to be the hero,
you're
dude.
You're a bitch. Get out of here. You're like, fuck it. I'm going to get on this jet. Damn it, I pissed myself. And then he woke up to me being like, yeah, you're a real piece of shit.
These are the dangers of sleeping enough.
Yeah, man. I think I'm getting my REM rebound because I've been on like 3-4 hours for so long, and then I taped my mouth shut, so I got all kinds of nitric oxide.
Can you explain
that
to me?
Huh?
No, why are you taping your mouth shut?
So you want to primarily nose breathe. So, you know, it's just better for you. It gets, you know, in terms of like vasodilation, all this other stuff. It gets your, when you breathe through your nose, it gives like nitric oxide into your body, or nitrous, whatever the fuck it's called. Whatever that stuff is in it, and they'll explode, and Viagra gives you boners and fucking muscle veins.
It's what makes you run fast.
Yeah, exactly.
You turn on the NOS.
You just right into the nose. So if you tape your mouth shut while you're sleeping, you only nose breathe, and it's like a better way to breathe. Because it actually, when you breathe in through your nose, you're activating your sympathetic nervous system, or no, your parasympathetic nervous system, which slows you down. When you breathe through your mouth, you're more activating your sympathetic nervous system. So just it's been found, and it's pretty widely accepted, it's better for you to breathe through your nose. But when you sleep, when you're at nighttime, typically you lose consciousness and you just go, and you're just fucking, you're crushing your, dude, and since I stopped, so I didn't tape my mouth the one night, I did it again. You don't wake up with a shitty taste in your mouth. When you tape it, you wake up and you're just like,
really? Because I get a shittier taste when my mouth is closed after a long time.
Really? No, yeah. For me, when I
notice if I'm in a movie theater or on an airplane, if I have my mouth shut the whole time.
Airplane mouth.
Disgusting fucking mouth.
Airplane mouth is different. Yeah, airplane mouth. I get off of an airplane and I feel like I just fell into
And my eyes are always just dark red.
Yeah.
Every single time I fly.
I'm the same way. I feel like a piece of shit. When I get off a plane, wherever I'm going to, I feel like I need to like be like hosed down. Yeah, yes. Disgusting. I feel gross.
Hell yeah, bro.
But pretty sick.
Let's bury the hatchet from your dream.
From how we both feel sick when we leave a plane.
Yeah, man. That's a good thing to unite on. Also about how those kids probably turned us both on a little.
What are you talking about?
And incited something in both of us.
Who, those hot kids?
Yeah, those boys dancing.
Not me. Not me at all. Not me even one iota.
You were pulsing.
I wasn't pulsing at all.
Were you pulsing?
For sure, yeah.
Thank you, Tim, for your honesty.
I'm being honest.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
I tumbled my pants watching those videos.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't feel anything. I watched that and I just
It made me angry. Not sexually frustrated.
Yeah, just like.
But just like.
Like horny.
This is.
Like sexually violent.
Annoying. Yes. I wanted to break into their house and take them one by one.
Felt a wave of sexual violence overcome me.
Yeah.
Dude, actually, this is really fucked. Did you ever see the documentary called Rewind on Amazon?
What's it about?
It's so fucked. It's a doc. So this guy's dad apparently obsessively filmed.
Keep going, dude.
Keep viewership up. The guy's dad obsessively. No, you should dance at that. Tell you the story. He obsessively filmed his son's childhood, and it turned out that the son was getting like viciously molested and raped by his two uncles the entire time, and his
dude's getting tag teamed.
Not even
the Dudley boys were coming in there?
Dude, it wasn't even the Dudley boys.
Spit roasted. He was talking about it the whole time?
Only one of his uncles was fucking. No, so his dad. So apparently this is going through the whole family. So the dad was molested by his older brother, and his older brother was molested by their older brother, who was also an award-winning opera singer.
Classic.
Which was crazy because they would like go to these home videos of him like, hey, come here. And like they would slow it down. The dad would like look over and just like walk away.
He was like, oh.
If you tell anybody, I'll kill you. That's what he, dude, so it starts out and you're like, I thought it was just like a divorce. They're like, yeah, my husband always had like this camera and it was annoying. And I'm like, dude, is this guy really bitching about this? And then it was like, then I found there were sores on his genitals. And I was like, whoa, hold up. And they slowly just unleash it. Like the dad, these three brothers were just sucking each other. Or the youngest brother was just getting sucked, but the other one was like, dude, I'm talking about.
Wait,
like,
is this the son in the movie, or is this,
this is
the
backstory?
With
this
the
is the backstory.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the dad was been sucked by his brother. Dude, literally, he was like, I'd lay on the thing. He's like, I would.
How old were they when they were sucking?
Oh, man, I think it went on like into the teenage. It had to go on into like the teenage. I don't know. It was definitely from like grade school age. But then there was the older brother who was like continue. There's the older brother would rape the middle brother, and then the middle brother would just suck his youngest brother. It was fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, of course.
So then,
crazy.
Knowing this shit all would happen, the guy just, I guess, tried to bury it in the back of his head and allowed these people in his son's life all the time. And so it was like the middle brother was, I think, sucking his son. The middle brother's son was sucking his son and like all that shit. But then the oldest son,
the ultimate, the alpha suck,
the opera singer butt fuck. He was raping. He was anally raping the guy's son, and they started raping their daughters. And then so the guy came out. Finally, the kid.
Damn, dude.
I'm trying to make a movie, guys.
How horny was this family?
I don't do that.
It must be the horniest family of all
time. It was fucking crazy. But then
holy
the whole
fuck.
Time, the dad
which I think this is probably why he did it. He had a camcorder back in like early, basically I think the kid's the same age as us. And this was all filmed in like Bryn Mawr, like the places they were filming. I used to walk through there. I'm not claiming fame, but it's like I would. There one field. I'm like, oh, that's where I used to get off the little train and walk to the school. They were filming in this field, but I think the dad obsessively filmed everything going on. I guess to like keep an eye on things. But like, dude, he just filmed himself basically. Like, you know, the uncle was like messing with him, and the dad would like look, and they like slow down the footage, and he would just like walk through the thing. But the mom was like, dude, why didn't you tell me? So they were like
lost on this.
Once they let out, once they said like,
so the dad was filming his son, and his son was being raped by,
not while he was being raped, but he was filming like everything, like every single. Well, how do I keep doing this? Yeah, almost everything.
That's how you film.
He would just sit there with a camcorder and constantly all the family stuff. So this guy's putting a documentary of all of his old family footage. Then you're watching it, knowing these dudes have been like raping him and shit. So they're like, "Hey, buddy," and like you see the guy like looking at the kid and like ruffling his hair and rubbing his back. Dude, it's fucked. It is so fucked up. I'm almost done. Brittany makes me shut it off every time.
Oh, is this
on
a series?
Yeah.
No, it's just one. Oh, it's one show.
That's a tough one to watch.
Dude, it's fucking insane how fucked up this is. That I mean, I thought it was like, you know, I was like, it's like, you know, dark and twisted family. I was like, all right, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it can't be that bad.
They haven't brought down the opera singer yet. The uncle immediately they went the
final
one
boss.
Yeah, the final boss.
He's gonna be a tough one.
So he was like apparently a high profile dude associated with like, I mean, they brought him, he like entertained the Pope, all kinds of shit.
I bet he did.
Wow. Yeah, exactly, dude.
I bet the Papa was fucking
he must have
ecstatic.
Partied down, dude. That's pedophile Thailand, dude. You go to Rome and you're just like, oh sweet, you can do whatever you want.
That's like Canton, Ohio. That's like the Hall of Fame, dude. Yeah. If you make it into the Vatican City, there's a bust of you. Just like this guy, numbers, statistics alone, dude, this guy deserves to be in here.
Dude, it was pretty mind-bending.
He fucked his own kids.
He go to the child. He goes to his,
they like, hang up your shop teacher glasses in the rafters at the Vatican.
He has drawings from when he's a child, and they like, he goes through like his psychiatrist drawings, dude. It's like him as like an 8-year-old drawing just like his uncle as the devil with like a huge dog. Dude, it's fucking crazy. It was one of the most fucked up things. It's kind of a fucking joy killer. But
no,
this,
it's very funny.
I watched this and it was like, yeah, the fact that it was like, dude, the dad would be like, he laid on the couch. He's like, I would lay right here and your uncle would take my penis in his mouth. I'm not going to lie. It felt kind of good. And like, dude, you're just watching. And then, dude, it's next. It's unreal.
Just brothers sucking brothers.
Brothers sucking brothers. Brothers fucking like, uncles fucking nephews. And then, like, dude, at one point, the mom was like,
"My uncle,
dude, the mom,
me and my uncle, fucking."
In my head, I was like, so "Is this funny. More common?" I was like, "Maybe this goes on all the fucking time," because the home videos were them just being like, "Like,
yeah,
real normal fucking shit."
Me and my uncle would be like, "Hi," like real, like
no contact,
hardly.
Dude, the mom at one point went upstairs and the door was shut. He was up with the uncle, the master, total. Dude who would like
the king, dude.
Who would pen, yeah,
the opera,
the guy, yeah, exactly, the phantom. Phantom, dude,
the phantom of the Asra.
she would go upstairs and the door was shut and she was like, hey, what are you guys doing in there? And he goes,
nothing,
uncle, no, he literally goes, uncle nephew time. And she was like, he just said it with such authority. And the kid was like, why didn't you open the door? And she was like, I don't know.
Would have guessed you guys were butt fucking.
If the door shut with my kid and anyone's in there, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck are you guys? It's definitely an open door. It's like, well, you don't. Why would you shut
for
a door?
For sure. I'm sorry. I thought it was the uncle's wife. I thought it was his aunt.
No. The mom. Was
the
like,
kid's mom.
Yeah, she's like, hey, what are you doing? And then the like, uncle goes, uncle kid time. She's like, what are you guys doing in there? And apparently he was just like, he had just fucked him in the ass and been like, I'll kill you if you say anything. And then was like, uncle nephew time. And then went down and like carved a turkey and had Thanksgiving. Dude, fucking nuts.
Well,
that's crazy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, anyway, tell us about the joys of fatherhood.
I just found out the Menendez brothers had the same thing.
Really?
Did you know that?
They were getting fucked?
I think this is a Netflix documentary. People have probably seen it. But when they were on trial for killing their parents, first of all, I only know about the Menendez brothers from Cable Guy. Okay. So I only know about the fake Ben Stiller Menendez brothers. So in real life, they went to trial.
Who
and
are they?
Like,
what do they do?
They killed their parents.
Okay.
They were twins. Right. They were adult twins. They killed their parents.
So hot guys have to do.
And their parents were rich.
Perfect.
So that was the story. They were trying to get that rich parent money. But then they go to the trial. They're like, by the way, my dad was raping us and we had to kill him. There was nothing else we could do.
But he was dead.
He was dead. And people were pretty dead set on these dudes wanting that money. So then on the stand, the secret move that they pull off. They're like, if you don't believe us, listen to this. I think like the older Menendez brother, I don't know, it's probably minutes older. He gets on the stand. He's like, I took my brother in the woods and I raped him because my dad raped me. And then they both tell the same side or the same story.